In this lesson, we're going to quickly solve one of the trickiest problems that every new system builder runs into, and that is how to find time to get started. Great systems take time to implement. The problem is that most of us have almost no spare time to create them in the first place. It's the classic chicken or egg problem. Which comes first, systems that free up time or free time to build systems? The good news is that since you're focused on this, we can make progress right now, get a few quick wins, and free up time that will make it possible for you to find even more free time in the future. So here's what we're going to do to get started. We're going to find time right now and every week that you can dedicate to nothing but system and routine building. It's not going to be pretty or perfect, and it won't immediately solve all your problems, but it will create a basic foundation that you can use to build from. There are a few ways to do this, and it's going to be up to you to decide which is the right one or which combination of options is the best for you. I'll describe each one of them and the benefits and drawbacks of each of them so that you can make the best decision for yourself. First, though, let's set a goal. How much time do you actually need to create the systems that will free up a meaningful amount of time and reduce your stress? When you're just getting started, a good goal to shoot for is 2 hours each week, but not less than about 30 minutes per session. So you could break your time up into multiple sessions, but you want to be sure that each session gives you enough time to get into a flow and make real progress. Decide what you want your initial commitment to be. Take my recommendation or come up with your own. This is not a long-term commitment, a few weeks at most. Okay, here are some of the most popular ways to jumpstart this process. First, you can put off everything else and just do it all at once. If you're able to and you're motivated, one great way to get the time you need to get started is to simply commit to it right now. So life is all about competing priorities, and if you see the long-term value in system building, then setting aside everything else right now and just dedicating yourself to getting started can be a great way to make a lot of progress all at once. This strategy, of course, comes with a big downside, which is most people simply can't do it. Some things are too important to ignore, and they prevent you from going down this path. If you do choose this option, though, I also recommend that you don't overdo it and put off other commitments unnecessarily. Like I've mentioned before, creating great systems is more of an iterative process. You won't get it all at once. So it's possible to dedicate a lot of time up front only to quickly find that you tried to plan too much from the get-go and you still need to dedicate more time to get your systems and routines just right. On the other end of the spectrum, you can get started with frequent mini sessions. This is a good strategy if you're really so busy that it feels like your hair is on fire and you simply can't see any opportunities to commit a large chunk of time, several hours or so, to get started all at once. Another big benefit of this approach is that it sort of forces you to focus on the micro systems and routines that we've talked about. They seem insignificant, but they play a big role in how you manage your time. Since there's no time to focus on the bigger things, you have to focus on the smaller ones, and that's a good thing. It will lead you to more time later on to tackle the big ones. But watch out if you take this approach, because you still need to commit 20 to 30 minutes at any given time to make real progress. Most people find it difficult to really think through and plan a useful routine when they're feeling rushed. You still have to commit a big enough chunk of time to reach that initial escape velocity. Finally, an approach that can work really well is to start with one larger session and then commit to frequent mini sessions. This is probably the best approach for most busy people because you don't have to try to cram everything in all at once. And you still have enough time to make a workable plan. Then, as you start using your first system, you take shorter lengths of time on a regular basis to assess it and improve it. It's not realistic to build a perfectly working system on the first try. So this approach gives you the best of both worlds. That's why I recommend it. So here's what I want you to do now. I want you to choose which of these three approaches I described above is going to work for you. And I want you to schedule it. Whether or not you use a calendar, you need to find a way to protect this time. If you're going to try to get started in one big go, when will that be? What are the other commitments you will have to set aside to make that possible? And how will you prevent new things from intruding on that time? If you're going to do it in mini sessions, when will they be? Will you do it daily? Bi-weekly, weekly, some other schedule. If you can't do it at the same time on the same days, how will that work? And how will you make sure that you're prepared to make progress when those times arrive? These are the questions you need to answer right now to make sure that you make progress as we move forward. And on that note, let's talk about a concern you might be having right now as I tell you to do this, which is, I don't even know how to build a system yet, right? You haven't told me. Well, part of getting started with anything new and getting up to speed is practicing it before you know what you're really doing. The rest of the course is dedicated to the concepts and strategies that will help you build systems and routines that will last a lifetime. But it will not help you to wait to get started until you feel like you already know everything. In fact, that could make it even more overwhelming because the more you learn without practicing, the more you judge each of your actions as you get started. It's actually a bit of a gift to get started when you're still confused and don't really know everything. You get in the habit of trying new things without having to worry about whether you're doing it wrong. Whatever you get wrong, we'll fix it as we continue through the course. The most important thing you can do now is commit to getting started. And the first step in that is setting aside the time. So here's what we just went over in this lesson. You learned about the importance of getting started before you feel ready. Number two, you learned a few of the best strategies to divide your time in order to get started. And three, you chose the scheduling option that will work best for you and started making a plan for how to protect that schedule. I know it might feel a little funny or uncomfortable right now, but this is actually a big step. So congratulations, and see you in the next lesson.